Former state Republican Senator Darrell Peden says optometrists have wanted to be able to prescribe oral medications for years.
When I came to the legislature, the optometrists wanted to do laser surgery. I had an opportunity to work in the emergency room, get exposed to a lot of surgery, but some folks just aren't quite trained to do that level of care.
Peden is a retired doctor from Florida's Panhandle. Optometrists are the people who do eye exams and prescribe glasses, and they want to be able to prescribe medications taken by mouth. In Florida, that task is left to ophthalmologists, the people who do eye surgery. That prescription power is at the center of a long-running fight between the two sides. Last year, a compromise deal that could have brought an end to the battle died in the Senate, and John Thrasher, who serves on the Senate Health Committee, helped craft it.
And in that bill, there was a list of about 14 oral medications that optometrists would have been allowed to prescribe. There was an adverse incident reporting provision in the bill for any prescription mishaps. Senator Gibson's point, there was a definition of surgery in the bill, a specific definition.
But those provisions aren't in this year's bill, and that's a big problem for ophthalmologists who say the issue isn't one of turf, but of patient safety. Chuck Sloan is the president of the Florida Society of Ophthalmology.
Not a single dollar will be lost by any of my ophthalmology colleagues should this bill pass. Our concerns focus exclusively on the fact that this bill does not have any of the patient safeguards which currently exist in the laws of other states that do permit optometrists to prescribe oral drugs, such as limited formularies from which to prescribe, limits on how many pills may be prescribed, or time limits to refer a patient to a medical doctor.
Sloan says he's concerned that if things aren't clearly outlined, the bill, if passed, could lead to more demands, like letting optometrists do eye surgery, which he says is happening in other states with similar laws. Opponents to letting optometrists prescribe medications have cited their lack of training. Ophthalmologists have attended medical school and are doctors who specialize in eyes. Democratic Senator Audrey Gibson says optometrists and ophthalmologists are professionals in their field. However,
we have to look at where we draw the line when professions cross over each other if they do not have exactly the same training and experiences.
Optometrists in more than 40 other states can prescribe oral medications, and Joni Scott Weidman, an optometrist in Tallahassee with the VA, says she doesn't understand why they can't do it in Florida.
I have a Georgia and a Florida license. I can prescribe orals 16 miles away in Georgia. I can prescribe orals on VA property right here in Tallahassee, but I cannot prescribe it across the street from the Tallahassee VA. Unfortunately, the citizens of Florida are not benefiting from my abilities, unless, of course, you're a veteran.
Supporters of letting optometrists expand their scope of practice say it will help increase access to care. The bill's sponsor, Republican Garrett Richter of Naples, says it's time to bring the long-running argument to a close.
My number one concern was to provide a framework for safety and access. And I believe at this point we've got that framework designed. Can it be better? We'll find out. I will absolutely continue to keep an open mind.
Richter says he'll revisit the additional safety issues proposed by the ophthalmologists and Senator Thrasher. The bill cleared the Senate committee and still has one more stop before it hits the chamber floor. The optometrists have lobbied hard for the bill, and they say they're confident it will go through this year. A companion measure in the House is at its final committee stop. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.